Okay, we're toward the bottom of Yud Amud Aleph. We have two inyanim that, as we'll see today, get very intertwined, that play out in this sugya. Issue number one is the parameters of Losis Godidu. That is, there's an Isser of Agudas Agudos, we dash from the Pasuk Losis Godidu, and we have to know when that Isser applies and when it doesn't apply. And as part of the Shaka V'Tarya, in that discussion, we ended up getting to a machlokas. When we find machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, do we assume that Beis Shammai held on to their view in the face of Beis Hillel? Also Beis Shammai Kedivreim, or Lo Beis Shammai Kedivreim? That question, the Gemara explains, is dependent on one or two factors. That is to say, that there may have been hachra that Beis Hillel is correct, that Beis Shammai deferred to Beis Hillel, either the hachra of Rov, since Beis Hillel was Ruba, or, if not that, it's the fact that there was a basco that went out at a certain point and said Allah kibisilo, and that basco was given credence, and therefore, possibly the achra is like bisilo, and therefore go asu b'shama kidivreim. If we say asu b'shama kidivreim, it means that they did not bend even in the face of bisilo being a rove. That's because they were mechad bitfei, the Gemara says, so that counters the rove, that they were sharper. And in terms of the basco, the Gemara says that maybe the Beis Shammai would have held like Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ein mashkichin the basco." Even the basco like this, it's also "Ein mashkichin basco." In any event, so we had this machlokas of asu or lo asu. So until now, we had a couple of tashmas that spoke to the question of losis godidim. Now this tashma that we're about to read is going to the question of whether asu or lo asu should Beis Shammai kedivrein. So the Gemara says as follows: Tashma. It says in our Mishnah, Afo bisha elo osin ve'elo matirin, lo nimnu u beis shamay milisa nashim mi beis hila, v'lo beis hila mi beis shamay. So despite the fact that we have a fundamental machlokes about tzaras erva, according to beis shamay, the tzaras are mutter, l'siyabim, according to beis hila, the tzaras are asuras l'siyabim, the mutteris to marry out, so even though we have this machokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Elu Osrin, that means to say that Beis Hillel asks them to the brothers, and Elu Matirin, Beis Shammai is matir them la'achin. Despite all that, Lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nashim mi Beis Hillel, v'lo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai. Nevertheless, those who held like Beis Shammai still would intermarry, so to speak, right? Marry from Beis Hillel and vice versa. That's what the Mishnah says. Zog the Gemara. I amit bishlama lo asu. If you hold that Beis Shammai lo asu kedivreyem, they defer to Beis Hillel, based on the Cheshbon, as we said before, the Rov Basco, mishmachi lo nimnu. So that's why we understand that they were able to intermarry. Eli yamit us. But if Beis Shammai held on to their shita, so then amai lo nimnu. How can it say that lo nimnu, that they were able to intermarry? So let's go. It depends. Bishlama bisham bishila lo nimnu. So on one hand, I understand. Even if it's asu bishamai kidivrein, so that which bishamai was willing to marry some woman from bishilo, because even though she could have been a child of a union, of a tzara, that was permitted to marry someone else, and she should have been Monsieur Bemis or have Chalitza. So nevertheless, we understand why Beis Shammai was lo nimnu de bnei chai belavininu. We're not talking about mamzeris issues. Bnei chai belavininu. So we're not talking about a potential mamzer issue for him to marry her. But on the other hand, el beis hilmi beis shammai says that lo nimnu goes both ways. So beis hilmi beis shammai, amai lo nimnu. B'nei chayvi krisus mamzerim ninhu. In other words, this girl that someone from Beis Hillel wants to marry could be a mamzeret. Or, for that matter, the daughter of Beis Hillel, the son from Beis Shammai could be a mamzer. Because it could be that the mother was a tzara, that was Messiah Bemis, that for Beis Shammai, that's exactly what she should have had. She should have yibum or chalitza. But Beis Hillel, that would be mamzer. So the Gemara calls that chai v'krisus. Let's see what Rashi says. What's the kares that we're talking about over here? Let's go first the other Rashi. B'nei chai v'lavininu. In other words, for Beis Shammai, the tzaros a beisila would be chayve lavin. Hanach beisila shatzaras nisos l'shuk below chalitza. So I feel it's shami dami chalitza baya that she would need chalitza. But lavi amaninu, it's only she's only on the level of a lavi issa that we had here. Losiyeshes meis the ein mamzel mechayve krisus kaminu kaman bacholeitz. In other words, that doesn't make mamzel. But on the other hand, if you hold that Beis Shammai was what? Was Asu Kedivrein. And it says in the Mishnah nonetheless that Beis Sila was Lo Nimnu from Beis Shammai. But how can it be? Chai v'krisus ninu kevin de tzoras habas v'tura hamiyav ma'omi b'isra eshesach b'koris. So Rashi's mazbir the chorus of tzoras habas, tzoras ever, tzoras habas, that the Gemara calls it Chai V'Krisus. And Rashi has the way of explaining it. It's very consistent with Rashi throughout the parak. We should just put this Rashi in the list of all the other Rashis that we've seen many times. What is the mashmos of this Rashi? What do you see in this Rashi about the Yisod of Tzara? The Together of Tzara. What does Rashi say? The Yisod of Tzara's Erva is a halacha of? Nu? What does it say? It's a Ptur. The famous chakir that we've been working with, we have many rayas that tzara is an issa, that the erva taints the tzara, asus hali yibum, it doesn't allow the ishisach to become permitted li yibum. Tzara is an issa, maybe even a new issa, but even if it's a new issa, but it's together, it asus the tzara. Rashi uses very different terminology throughout. Rashi says that the ishisach is because it's a ptur yibum, therefore you get the ishisach. Can't get away from Lashon Rashi. Rashi is consistent in this way. It's not like a direct iser that the erva gives the tzara, but it's that the erva patters the tzara. She's patter. Therefore, the ones miyavim are the ishesach, because if there's no mitzvah yibam, then the milah is the ishesach. This Rashi is very strongly mashmaged. It's a ptur. That's what we should notice. So therefore, if we're talking chayvei krisus, so then mamzerim ninu. Now one can ask the following diuk. Let's pause for a second here, just because we maybe we'll remind ourselves of something at daf ches. It seems clear in this gemara that saras erva is karas, right? Saras erva is karas. Is it so pashut? Did we have any inkling of an indication that maybe not? That maybe it's Tzaras Erva would not have karas? How do we know Tzaras Erva's karas? How do we know? So Rashi seems to say very simple, right? There's no mitzvah yibum, there's two yibums of this karas. Is it as simple as that? We had a braisa of Gimon Beis that asked the question, Tzara Shemanu, Onesh Minai. That was the Bryce of the Litzvah. Bryce of Litzvah, right? And what was the answer to the Bryce? Onesh Minai? No? What was it? Koshiyas of Nichrisah. The Nichrisah and the Parsha Nachmimot goes in everything in that Parsha before it. And including that Parsha is the Pasuk will Sikach Litzvah, Aleha Litzvah, which includes, therefore, the case of Tzaras Erva, and that's the curse going that too. So we all wondered in that Gemara. I mean, what are you asking the question? Onesh Minayim, Saras Erva, if there's no mitzvah even in the middle of this curse. And it's even more difficult than the way Rashi faces the Gemara's question, Onesh Minayim. How did Rashi learn the question, Onesh Minayim? What did it go on? Onesh Minayim, the Erva or the Tzara? The Erva, of course, is curse. The Erva is in the list of curse. You have to come on to the. So, leaving out the second Shlav of Rashi, the Erva. But even on the Tzara, we have a difficulty. So we mentioned at the time the very unique pshat of the Prima Gadim, the Poras Yosef, that learns it because it more means to ask on a second karas. There's a karas for Eshesach, of course, and there'll be a carbon for that, the Shogeg. But there's a separate Yisr, Saras Erva, that would have a separate carbon, Kerev Chidush. We don't find anything like that in the Rishonim. So according to the Rishonim, the question is, the Yisr Eshesach of Tzara, how do you know it's karas? What do you mean? It's Eishasach. Of course it's Karas. Okay, so we explained that the Gemara needed to say, because otherwise you could have, the Chiddush that we worked with throughout this, the many Dabim here, that you could have said that the Yisr Eishasach exists on the level of Ashara. But on the level of Onesh, the heter that exists by Yibum and Eish Esach is still there. If you can split the Onesh from the Azhara on that level. Every situation of Yibum is built into that inyan of Yibum is a heter Eish Esach. Yivam or Yavol, that's not just a mitzvah Yibum. It's also a heter on the Eish Esach that lies in the pasuk. To the extent that now I have a case of Tzara that the Torah says is Aser, and the Yisr is going to be Eish Esach. But all I know is on the Azhara level that there's no heter on Eish Esach. But in terms of the Onesh and the Karis, maybe that which exists by every Yibum, that the Eish Esach is not a problem, doesn't get in the way. So on the Karis dimension, maybe the Eish Esach is not a problem. Ki'ilu like the Onesh Minai, in other words, it doesn't go all or nothing. And we use this throughout, we use this in the Sugya Yud-Gimel, with Sarasar, with Vegas Kasha, we work with this a lot. So Akopanim, you need a special pasuk. Why mentioning all this? Because, okay, so Maaseh, there is a Karis, right? So what's the Shaila? So Agamosu is a Karis. But that was only one drasha that we had for Tzara. There was another drasha for Tzara. What was that? Lukach, Rebbe's drasha, or Chesan Abbeis. You can take one, then you can take the other. You have to be able to take either one. So Tosus asked two questions of Chesan Abbeis, Lamaisa, in terms of Rebbe's drasha. First, Tosus asks that then how come Chai V'Yaseh Adon Aser Atzara, you couldn't take it because Chai V'Yaseh, one kasha. And then Tosus asks the second kasha, which is for our purposes what I want to focus on. Tosus takes for granted and he sets up the second kasha. He says, V'od Tema, the Hashta Lekel of Atzara's Ever Karis, in Kane to Boi Chalitza Kmo Chai V'Yaseh. So why wouldn't Atzara's Ever need Chalitza? Because after all, there's no kares. What is there kares? Why is there two chalitza on the Tesla of Nashim? The Gemara says, because of the kares. That was the Gemara in Daf Chavtos' quotes. Mara Isa. On the one hand, you have a miut of Eina Ola Leibum, Eina Ola Chalitza. On the other hand, you have a ribuy of what? Of also Yivim to Ashari, Shechaliva Macheres, that has chalitza, even there's no Yibum. So what do? We explain that the miut that says that if you don't have Yibum, you don't have chalitza, that's going on chayvei krisus. And the riboy that says that you can allow for chalitza, if there's no Yibum, that's by chayvei laven. Amara Yisa. It says here, tafsik kedushin is low tafsik kedushin. So l'maisa, at the end of the day, we know that that which is tafsik kedushin gets chalitza. Low tafsik does have chalitza. The Tosus wonders. According to the drasha of Rebbe, not based on a losikach litzvah, the parsha of Nichbisa and Achri Mos, it's based on a lukacha. So then hashta Tosus, it turns out that there's no lekha b'tzaras ever karis. And there to boy chalitza. So Tosus has to try to figure out an answer. Tosus works out an answer that it goes to go back to the lukacha. It's b'chaluk, if the b'chalitza be b'chaluk kacha, and if there is a ma'ilit, it means it's not b'chaluk kacha, Tosus goes ahead and answers the kasha. But seems to be, from Tosus' natural assumption, in raising the question, Tosus seems to take for granted that according to Rebbe, Tzaras Eves no kars. We don't see any clear indication Tosus changed that premise in the Teretz. Tosus gave the Teretz to the kashas that he asked. So one could certainly leave Tosus with the impression that according to Rebbe, there is no Karis in Tzaras Eva, which of course startles the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener wonders, and he asks Kashas from our Gemara, from right here, and we see from Amid Beis as well. The Gemara takes as a double pasha that Tzaras Eva has Karis. And Tosus suggests according to Rebbe that it doesn't. So if there's such a Shita, according to Rebbe, there's no Karis. So then that could simply answer that it's not going to be Mamzer. It won't be Karis, it won't be a month. So the Aruch Ner is already raising this question back on Natosis. At the time we had a shot in Natosis, we wanted to say that could be that once Tosis gives the Teretz, so what that does, it's the Tosis Teretz, as you learn up shot in Tosis, that if it's not B'chalul Kacha, so from that we also know that there is Karis. So at the Maskana, Tosis would agree that there's Karis according to Rebbe. Could be. But otherwise, it's a very strong hara. Otherwise, why does he want to make a matter-of-fact statement that it's got to have karis? The Shita's Rebbe. According to Shita, Tosus said one line in Tosus, no doubt about it. At that point, Tosis has to make up a Tzara Sefer Karis. And the Pshat is obvious, because how do we know this Karis? Onesh Minayin, that Tam V'Nichuzah, that's according to the Drasha of Alecha. But according to Rebbe, it's based on Ulkacha. So then, how do we know this Karis? Of course, what the Rachonet tries to say is, once you know that there's no, even if the Torah is made at Behedya, Dugma Ladava, what does he bring that we know that's Karis? What else is Nismayit Behedya? Balamo and Islandness, Vachuli. So the Torah is made in the same kind of way that Torah is made by Balamo and Islandness. So now the Melod is obviously Karis. So Kacha is like a mirror on that level. Yet Tos didn't buy that. Tosis didn't succeed that way. Tosis looked at the Gemara Gimel Beis, Onesh Minai. You see that even if you know this in the Isser of Esh Yisach, now it's going to Rebbe, what's the Isser of a Tzara? Clear, it's no new Isser. What violation would it be? Esh Yisach. Would it be a level of Karis? Tosis, no. At least in the Kasha. Not even a Lach. It would be an Isser Esh Yisach on an Isser Aseh level. Ulekacha. This one, not the other one. Or whatever. If you could do one, you could do the other. Otherwise, you can infer Isser Aseh. What is the label of the Sisir essay? Esh Yisach. So again, keep in mind that that Tosis, how do you square with our Gemara? Yeah, it's important. So that's one Nekuda here. So anyway, back to the Cheshbon of the Gemara here. So that's Gemara's question. So again, if we say that Asu B'Shamay K'Divrayim, so we understand that B'Shamay was Lo Nimnu from Mis Hillel because of the fact that it's not gonna have any problem in terms of Manzeris on the child. But Bisson Vishamai, how come Lonimnu? After all, we're talking about Manzerim, potential Manzerim. Vechitema, Kasavi Besilo de Emamza Mechavi Krisus. So let's suggest that Beisil holds that there's no mamzeres mechavi krisus. It's only if it's misus beizdin, but not chavi krisus. There's such a shita. Yeshua later on, what's called mamzer, right? Maybe Rabbi Kiva says chavi klavin d'she'er, and then you have the middle shita of chavi krisus, and then that's the mainstream view, and then it's chavi misus beizdin. Then hayadashin, the pasuk of lo yavo, and the smichas aparsh is there. So maybe Beisil holds that ein mamzer mechavi krisus, and that's why lo nimnu. No, can't be. But Amar Rabbi Lazar, even though they have machlokes about tzaros, but on this point they agree. Modim she'imam ze'el misha isuro isur erev va'anish karis. But they're in agreement that mamzer is from isur erev va'anish karis. So what do you see from this statement? And we'll see Tosan on basis. It's Rabbi Lazar ben Shamuel, the Tan, the Brisa here. So it's mefurish that according to Bisilel, mamzer is mechayve krisus. So how come it's lo nimnu Bisilel milisam bishamay? Elav shma mina lo asu. What the Gemara is trying to prove that lo asu. Otherwise, if it's lo asu kidivrein, then it's fine that bishamay didn't really hold their ground. Bishamay did not let them be mesiabemis, the tzar. But that's the Gemara's way. Let's see the Rashi so far. Up to the Rashi, ein mamzer mechayve krisus. This is what the Gemara is suggesting. Vechitem, the ein mamzer mechayve krisus. Ela mechayve misus beisdin. Kigon imo. That's the case of misus beisdin. Vechamoso vekaloso vekayotzben. Vekol hanach the isur achva lespo misa. Whereas all these isum of achva, that they don't have misus beisdin attached to them. Only these particular cases do. Imo chamoso kaloso. When Rashi says Isur Achva, what is he referring to? Meaning what? Meaning like Lamasha, what our discussion is about Tzara. So what does Rashi mean by saying Isur Achva? It's Pshat Rashi. They tell me Pshat. Isur Achva, because what is Tzara? Esh Yisach. So Rashi means to say that, and Tzara is not going to have Mises based in because it's Esh Yisach. Esh Yisach doesn't have Mises based in. Here too, maybe we can ask a little tweak of a Ha'ara. I mean, even if Isur Achva would have Mrs. Beisdin, will you say it, right? But Tzara doesn't. The Torah didn't write Mrs. Beisdin on Tzara. So it wouldn't have Mrs. Beisdin. Now, it's the same way we brought the Gemara in Gemara Beis, Onis Minayim. So we know that Esh Esach has Karis, but what don't we know? We don't know that Tzara has Karis. It's an Esh Esach. That was our question. But what do you see, Pashas in that Gemara? That just because I know that there's an Iser Esh Esach and a Tzara doesn't mean it has the Karis of Esh Esach unless I can pin it down and say, oh, it's part of the Benichrisa. That shows you that it goes back to the full-blown Esh Esach with the Karis too. Otherwise, I would say that this is a truncated Esh Esach. This is an Esh Esach with the Yisra Esh Esach without a Karis of Esh Esach. So, Rashi didn't need to tell me that for Tzara, if Ein Mamzer Mechai V'Kris, the only Mises Beis Din. So Rashi didn't have to tell me because Esh Esach doesn't have Mises Beis Din. It's that the point is that Tzara has no Mokar of Mises Beis Din. We know Tzara has Karis because the Benichrisa goes on the Tzara too, on the Aleha. But if the Mises Beis Din doesn't go in the case of Tzara, that's all you have to say. So why did Rashi say that there's no Mises Beis Din on Issa Achva? Everyone hear the Diuk. It's not so much the fact that there's no Mises Beis Din on Issa Achva, even if there would be Mises Beis Din on Issa Achva, on Esh Esach. But Onesh Minayi, on the Tzara. It could have Esh Esach, but not necessarily on the level of Mises Beis Din. If it doesn't, Torah doesn't show it to you. So I don't know. I mean, the emphasis of Rashi is correct. I mean, there is no Mises Beis Din on Esh Esach. But for our purposes, you don't need to say that. It's a bit of ha'ara, no? Almost sounds like, you know, if the Bimis is based on Esh Esach, then automatically it would kick in for the Tzara. But you see from the Gemara Gemara based otherwise. Onesh Minayim. It's not automatic. Yeah. Okay, a kopan. So this is the Gemara's attempt to learn out that what? That Shema Mina Lo'as. This we made the bottom toasters for a second. Bisham Bishtami Lo Nimnu'u. So it starts off by saying, Bisham, I understand, could have intermarried with Bis Hillel because it's only Chayve Lav and the children. The Yom Toma, my Lo Nimnu'u Mishum Tzara Atzma, Kedam Mina Kaman Bishmaite. Maybe that was maybe they should have held back marrying Basila because the Tzara herself, potentially this woman could be a Tzara that's in need of what? In need of Yivam or Chalitza. So how can we marry her? She's not the Teres Hashuk. No, if the child, the child's not tainted. The child of a Tzara that married out is not going to be a Mamzer. So then there's no reason why you can't take her. But if Mishum Tzara Atzma, maybe. So Sigmar is going to say mention later on the base the possibility that could be a reason why Nimnu. So maybe that would be a question. That's not so shchicha that this woman is a tzara sever, but child, the woman could have married out and they made children, and then you never know with these children who's who, who's a bnei tzara. Yeah.
Just a quick question on Rebbe's reading of Rashi.
Which the Rashi that Diak had before with the
music? Yeah, in Mamzer Mechav increases.
Yeah.
So, and the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis, when we suggested that maybe Onesh Minayim, meaning that the Tzara has an Eshes Ach, just not on the level of an Onesh,
right,
so what's
right.
the so what would be the Nafkamina if Tzara only had an Eshes Ach on the Azara level, but not on the...
No carbon, Shogeg.
No, meaning, what's the nafkamina of the fact that the tzara has some sort of Esh Esach?
No, you have to know what the label of the Yisr is. The label is Esh Esach. That would be the Yisr. It's a new Yisr Tzara Sarah.
So, but that would not cause Mamzerim?
If it's not Karis, it wouldn't be Mamzer.
Without the Onesh, it's not.
I think it's pretty clear that way, no? If there's no Onesh.
But if the
no
if she is Be'etim.
You're onto something. We discussed that in terms of towards Tzara. If you remember, the Shaila Miolim Kam Chomit Chit Tzara. We had a question over there with Marty Gushasa. We had a Shaila even on the first, you know, in other words, if the is why would it be Om Kam Chomit Chit Tzara? It's only Chayv Elavin. There was a Tzara that Marty Gushasa, the Tzara would be us. So not based on Tumakarais. That was the first lesson of the Gemara there, right? But the second lesson was. That olam kavachomer olam kav mitchitzar. What kind of olam kav mitchitzar? Kavachomer asisar. But what's the chomer is there? It's only isser like matzik u'shasa. So Tavachoma says that if Muta La Nesra Vasilo Koshkin, if she became Masa to her husband, so she's also to the Yava. But what's the Chomer? It's only Chayv Elabin. So how could Chayv Elabin be Olam Mitchit Sarah? So the way that we suggest, I think of Nachum suggested, if you understand the Kavachomer doesn't create a new Isser of a Kilo Masa Gushasso Isser on the Yava. It's not Masa Gushasso on the Yava. It's that the level of Isser of Masa Gushasso would transfer to the Yava, meaning the Asa Lola Koshkein that we won't be Matad Eshesach. So if the Isser that's on the Yavam is an Eshesach, that's not Mutter, even though it's only on the extent of an Isser Lav, but maybe that's enough already that to the extent that there is an Eshesach, you can have the Koach to Aser Ksar. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Or no, if you don't have the Karas to Poel, you don't have the potential to Aser Ksar. So it's interesting Chakira. In other words, an Eshesach, an Isser Eshesach, which minus the Karas, that on the Karas level, the Eshesach lost its teeth. Would it still have the Chomer Veshesach to do what a normal Erva does to the Tzar?
Right.
I mean, a shtickle diuk may be like this, because the Braisa asked Onish Minayim, but the Braisa earlier, according to at least the Shaila Girsa, right? But the Braisa earlier may have asked, Tosis Girsa was, right? Saras, Enli Elot Sarasa, right? Saras, Sarasa Minayim. Tosis Girsa was, that you need litzvara, everyone agrees that you need a pasuk for tzara tzara, and the shayla on yud gimel is only beyond that. Now, in terms of the sequence of the braisa, it would appear that the braisa first established tzara tzara seminayin, so we already know tzara tzara is pater, that tzara as is a tzara. And yet, it asked after that, onish minayin. So if you can be medayik here, that even if I don't yet know onish minayin, I don't yet know an onish, but I would already know that the tzara can ask the tzara. How could it be? You can only ask the tzara if you have karis. You're onto something.
So that works with Rashi then.
So then it comes out that you can have the koach to ask the tzara if it's an isra shesach, which is an isra sheyesh bo karis. Even though lemaisa in this case it won't have the karis, it will ask the tzara. But now we're talking about mamzeris. Now that might be different. To make a mamzer.
Yeah, just like the ishesach. That's there, even though it's not going to have an onus of Eshesach.
Yeah, but that's different. See, Mamzeris might be totally in the actual fact that there'll be Karas, not the fact that it has a shame Iser that could sometimes have Karas attached. That's a different. You have to know whether that could also be applied to that case. It was in terms. Look, I guess another example of this. It's good to bring it all together. The Tosfos had a discussion on Beis Hamidah from the Eshesach and the Imo, and the Shaila is whether there's a Karas or not. Now it's the same Iser Eshesach. But maybe, right, maybe it's just a chamimo based on the drasha there, to bring how you understand it, it's a mute from the chorus. Tosis ends up saying, no, it's really only a mute from what? Remember? What's the mute? By Eshesach HaMe'imo, only on? No, what was that Tosis based on the drasha? It's Rav Chazer anyway. No, referring to? How did Tosis go? What was the mute going? Mash, Mehachad, the Eshesach HaMe'imo, Yeshba Chorus. From the Ariri. So that's the Shakavatari that Tosis and Beis Hamidah. Yeah. But Tosis is saying is mashma that because Yeshesach Me'im was one of the tests of Nashim, and it asks a tzara, and Chai Begavin don't ask a tzara. So it's mashma Yeshesach Me'im. I have Karis. That Tosis, we have a miut from the Karis seemingly. Now Tosis assuming without the Karis, it's like Chai Begavin. Wait a second, maybe not. Chai B'Lavin has no sheiches to Karis. Eshesach has a sheiches to Karis. Could be this, in this case of Eshesach, the Eshesach HaMe'imo would not have Karis. So maybe that's still enough to ask the Tzar. Would the Tosis know that it has to have Karis in order to ask the Tzar? So here Tosis seems to be going, that if you don't have the Karis, actually in this case you wouldn't have the call to ask the Tzar. Alright, so that's where you could tweak it. You could tighten it up. Maybe it's enough that it's a shame Yisra that has Karis. So they say you have to know. You always have to keep this in mind. Do you need to have the Karis for Poem? But in terms of Mamzerus, it's a little hard. I think it'll be a little harder to assume that. I hear maybe it's what's it? The shame Yisra. I mean, that could be the issue of. And it's hard, you know why it's hard? Lamashul. Okay, I'll give you an example. Lo Yivne. The Yisra Yivne is Yisra Lav. Right? No. Does anyone hold this mamzer from Loyivna? What kind of isulab is it? So we have a shayla. What kind of, is it a new isur? Or is Rashi, we beg from Rashi that Loyivna is a is an eshazach without the curse. Right? That was Meiri, right? Remember the sugi of Loyivna. But everyone agrees that there's no mamzer from Loyivna, except for Kiva, right? Kiva is anyway chayvalab. So here you see Mefurish now, like you're saying. That if you don't have the karis, even if the Shema Isser is the Shema Isser of Erva, you don't have mamzer. So I think that's the Harach Nes Kasha is a very good Harach. If you hold according to Rebbe, Tzaris Erva is no karis, why would the Gemara assume there's mamzeris? And the Gemara said, anyway, the Gemara says Nechavik Krisus as well. So anyway, even separate from that, the Gemara says Chavik Krisus.
I mean, I was saying more giving Yashiv Rashi, but it's the same.
Yeah, but her, yeah, Rashi also lo yivnei v'eshezach. Right, so you have to know. In any case, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, let's just again recap what we have in the Gemara right now. So the Gemara is trying to bring a riot from the Mishnah that lo asu b'shamay k'divrei. B'shamay yielded to b'silah. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah that it was lo nimnu, either direction, one from the other. Now b'shlama b'shamay was lo nimnu u'milisash b'silah. That's not a problem. Because the children of a union of a tzara that was muteres l'shuk for the Beis Hillel, for Beis Shammai, she wasn't muteres l'shuk, it's only chayvei lavin to the children not mamzerim, and therefore that's where Beis Shammai was going nimnu. Why would Beis Hillel not be nimna from Beis Shammai to marry? If after all, if Beis Shammai was also kedivreim, so then it comes out that they could have situations of a tzara that was Mesiyah Bemis, which would make the child a mamzer, so Beis Hillel has to be choshish for that. And don't tell me that Beis Hillel holds that Eim Mamzer El Michai Mises Beis Din, and Sarah, which is Eshesach, would not have Mises Beis Din, and therefore that's why there was Lo Nimnu, because of the fact that it's not going to have Mamzer, because Mamzer is a higher standard for Mises Beis Din. Can be, but Velazah says that they all agree that Mamzer is Michai Vikrisus, and here's Chai Vikrisus. That's our Haru, Lechor, there's Shitas Rebbe that Quartetosis maybe seems to say that Sarah doesn't have cars. Okay, that's our Sard Har. So this is Umar's Raya, Ushwami no go us. Umar says go. L'olam us. No right. We can deflect the right. Really, Bisham is also Kidivrei. I say, how come Bisham was Lomnimnum Yisrosh Bisham? The Modiluhu Uparsh. The answer is a new Yisod. The Modiluhu says Rashi, the Modiluhu Bisham and Bisilel. The Usha Mishpachazum Mitzaras Erish Nisiyabma Ba Uparsh. In other words, if there was any shidduch that had in this family, any family that had in it a case of a tzaras erva that was Mesiyah Bemis, Beis Shammai, they had records. And therefore, anytime Beis Hillel would want to marry, if it was someone that came from that family, that for Beis Hillel there's mamzeris in that family, Beis Shammai says, no, for you these are mamzerim, this whole family's mamzeris, don't go there. So the Beis Hillel did not have to assume there's any problem unless they heard otherwise. If they heard otherwise, then they knew that there's a problem. But Beis Shammai was Modiyad. We have to know this idea. Is it an absolute chiyuv? Understand. Beis Shammai says there's no problem. Lidita, there's no problem. Lishita Beis Shammai. But the idea of warning the other one that Lishita so, there is an issue. So what kind of halach is it? Is it an absolute chiyuv? Is it like lefnei iver? For me, it's not a problem. What? Yeah, but there, the iser, the etzem, I could become a nazir in theory. The iser has a shaykhis to me too. Right now, you're the nazir, not me. But I'm molded that this is an iser or nazir to drink. Here, as far as Beis Shammai is concerned, there's absolutely no problem. But you, your shita is that this is a potential mamzer. And this is what the Gemara's Machash said, if Shammah be modia be silo be porish. We have to know, at some point, try to flesh it out better. What exactly is this chiv? From the Hemshach HaGemar, it sounds like it's like a midah tova, emes v'shama havu, in other words, it shows respect. It's not, we're not talking about absolute chiyuvim. It's about midah tova, midah nachona. But the Gemara, so this is the point. So you have no really b'shem zah, so k'divrei, but lo nimnu because of this idea of hayu modin lehem. The Gemara is now going to prove this idea that we see in the Mishnah Gufa from the next part of the Mishnah, that there was this, the way that they were knowing to each other was that they were Modia and they were Porish. Even though for one, the one who was Modia didn't feel that there was any issue on the table at all. But since the other Shita of the other camp was that there is a problem, so even the camp that thought there's no problem was Modia to the other, be aware, because for you, you should stay away. And the Gemara is going to prove it now from the Seif as well. So the Gemara is saying it as a teretz for the Reisha. For why, even if Asa B'Shamei K'divrayim, but B'Sil was Lo Nimnu, because they relied on B'Shamei would tell them if there was a problem. Says the Gemara, and here you're going to have two Gersos how to read this Gemara. We'll first read it, we Rashi reads it, and then we Tosis reads it. V'achinami Mistava, Diktani Sefer. Says weiter in the Mishnah, Kol HaTayres V'chol HaTmeos, Shoyu Eilu Metare V'Eilu Metame. Means that there were machokas in Gabi Tuma V'Tahara. In all those cases, Lo Nimnu Osim Tayres Eilu Gabi Eilu. They would have situations of people of one lending the other kalim, and no one said boo. Everyone would be willing to lend back and forth kalim. Now, Rashi really gives us the basic background for what's going to come now in a minute later in the girsa that Rashi has. Who is the machmir? Who's the maker? Now, b'derech kol we usually think of Bishamai as the machmir and Bishol as the maker. Adius has certain exceptional cases, but Rashi. In our Mishnah, Rashi and our Gemara learns that the Pshat in the Mishnah of the Tyrus is actually Bishilo who are more machmir. And that's how the Gemara is going to read based on that. We'll see. Agabi Elu, so that, meaning to say that Bishil was more machmir and Tyrus than Bishal. Agabi Elu, Mashilim Kelim Elu Ve'elu, means that the Osir Taz Elim is that they would lend Kelim back and forth. Ubeisil machmir b'Tyrus Tfei. Says the Gemara like this. So we have the Mishnah telling us that they would have no problems lending kelim one to the other. Even though, remember, Beis Hillel was more machmir by Inyanim of Tyre. So now, Iyamit Bishlama Demodiluhu. So if we understand that they were Modia Mishamachi Lo Nimnu, Ela Yamit Lo Modiluhu, if you say that there was no forewarning. So then, let's see. Bishlama Bishamai, I mean Bishilo Lo Nimnu. So then one direction I understand that Bishamai would have no problem. Bishamai mi Bishilo Lo Nimnu. Ditmeus li Bishilo Bishamai Taurus. It's no problem that Bishamai would borrow Kalim from Bishilo because Bishilo might have Kalim that were Tame, but Bishamai didn't even have a problem with those Kalim. Bishilo was more machin. But the problem is the other way around. The side that was more machmir b'tayris, meaning Beis Hillel, how could they borrow kelim from Beis Shammai or more mekel? El Beis Hillel, mi Beis Shammai, lama lo nimnu. How come Beis Shammai did not have any deterrent from borrowing? Tayris to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, t'meis ninu. So how could it be Beis Hillel was more machmir than Beis Shammai? So how could the Mishnah say that Beis Hillel would be also Lo Nimnu from borrowing things from Beis Shammai, but after all, Beis Shammai is not as machmir and Tyrus. So they could be borrowing kelim that for them are Tamei, and Beis Shammai would not think they're Tamei. Elolav de modiluhu, Shema mina. So it's muchach from the safe of the Mishnah. Must be that. Why does the Mishnah say Beis Hillel borrow from Beis Shammai? Because Beis Shammai would tell them, just like we said in the Reisha, that Beis Shammai would tell them about the Tsaros, family of the Tsaros Erva that was Mr. Bemis. It would let them know, don't get involved with this family. So Hakinam Mistav in the safe as well. That the fact that it says Lo Nimnu both directions, even Beis Shammai would be Lo Nimnu Beis Shammai, even though they were Machmir, the Tarot says because Beis Shammai was Modia. Understand, for this riot to be a riot from the Sefer, what are we thinking about in terms of Asu or Lo Asu? This is a riot if you hold what? Either if you have, what do you have to? What is Gemara assuming in this Hakhanam Mistava? Asu, because if it, what the Asu Kedivrei, what if it was Lo Asu Kedivrei, means that they deferred to Beis Hillel, they also were Machmir, so then there'd be no Chal no Raya that they were Modia. So the whole Raya from the Sefer is also within the view that that asu b'shamay kedivrei, that they held their own, and that's why the question is on the table: how could it be so bar b'shamay? Shamay is makom, and they didn't change the golah chumra. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the raya from the sefer is only just like we said from the Reisha. We tried to explain that if we hold asu kedivrei, but there's no problem because b'shamay is modia. So hachinam mistaf from the sefer as well. Lamanda amar asu kedivrei. It's, you're going to see in the safe as well. It's obviously that they so bar b'shamay because they were modia. Drag the Gemara. Umay umay dahach mehach. What's the kasha? What do you get from the same one narration? If you hold either way, and especially before we just said, either way, it's only mando asu that you have a problem. So you had the same problem in the ratio. Mando ma'asu, how come Bissou was marrying from Bishamai? So you tell me an answer. Because they were Mudiyad. So good. So now you see in the safe the same thing. So it's the same thing. Either it's because of lo asu kedivrei or because of Mudiyad. Like, what do you see more in the sefer to prove the yisod of Mudiyad more than the ratio? Umay umadach mehach. The Gemara Mal Temet Sarah Kala Iska Kamashvala. That from the Reisha I couldn't necessarily prove 100% that with the Umadiyah. Maybe since the a family of a tsaro, that's Ms. Yabemes, there'd be a kol, so maybe the fact that it was that they so married in is because the kol would be out, and therefore there was no need to present Umadiyah, because if they heard about it, then they'd know. If they didn't hear about it, they'd know that there was no problem. But here there's no kol in terms of Caleb being Tameh. So therefore, from the Sefer, I see the Umodiyah. That I couldn't necessarily know for sure from the Reish. Rashi, Umay Umadahai Mehai, the Kama Achinam Mestava, the Modibu, Mehai, from the second part. Hechem Mestava Tfei from the Sefer, the same way you can redact from the Sefer, you can redact from the Reish too. Kale Islav Wotzoche Lidu'ue, so you would have to mention it. Umehasam Lotelof de Modi, so you wouldn't know the Umodiyah. So the Sefer, because of, there you can't say it's Kol Esrei, so Imamish have to figure out how can they sell a bar from Bishama if Bishama was also Kindidreyam? Yeah, it's Rishay Umadiyah. This is Rashi. Okay, so we got a clear picture of the Sugya. So Imam wanted to prove from the Reisha the Lasu Kindidreyam, from the fact that Bishol could marry into Bishamah Mishpachas. Imam says, and otherwise it's Mamzerus, and Bishol is Modip is Mamzerus and Chavi Krisus. And for the Gemara, they were Modia. And the Raya is from the Seif as well, that they were Modia, because the way we learn it, they saw as a Chumra, Bisham Luku, how are they able to be borrowing Kehlo from Bishamai? And the answer is, Bisham was Modia. And again, it's going within that, us Bishamai Kedivrayim. And the reason why there's a better Raya from the Seif is because in the Reisha, it could have just been Stam Kalei Surai from the Seif, but it's correct, they were Modia. This is Rashi. That's the Tosis and Amid Beis. Okay, here it's going to get a little bit cheshbindik, but hopefully it would be able to hold our own. Yeah, Vishlamu, you guys want the Tosis out? Yes, tried, right? Okay, Vishlamu Bishamai lo nimnum viso. Lahai girsa, see the high girsa meaning Vishlamu. The what? We understand that Bishamai was lo nimnum visel, because after all, Bishamai was more makel for Tyre, so. So for sure, there's no problem borrowing from Bissel. They were the more stringent. So the high gears, lo muchach mehacha, ela de lamanda ma'asu adui modilu. In other words, so here, that which we're proving from the Sefer that they were modia, meaning Bishamah was modia Bissel, meaning ela Bissel, Bishamah, how did they borrow? Bishamah was modia. That's only a raya that Bishamah was modia if your Bishamah was sticking to their guns and being maker. So it's only going to be a right from the Sefer, Lamanda Amar, that Bishamai was Asu Kedivrei. Clear, that's clear, right? That's Rashi. Avol Rach Goris Ipcha. The Rach's gears is the opposite. According to the Rach, we're going to assume that Beis Hillel were more maker, like we find B'derech Chal. And therefore, how does it read in the Gemara the other way? Bishlama Beis Hillel Nimnum Beis Shammai. So what do we have in Rashi's gears? Bishlama Bishamai Bisilo Nimnu. Because Bishamai it's for sure Tahar. Biso is more mach. Now it's the other way. Bishlam Bisilo Nimnu Bishamai. The Tumas to Bishamai will be so Taurus, because Bisilo is the maker. So for sure Bisil could borrow from Bishamai. And let's finish. Ella what? But how could Bishamai borrow from Bisilo? How could Bishamai borrow from Bisilo? After all, Beis Shammai, they're more machter. Beis Hillel is more maker. So now Elamai, what's the raya? So what do you see from here? The fact that Beis Shammai goes, so must be that Beis Hillel will modiah Beis Shammai. That's what the Sefer is doing. So the Sefer is showing you that Beis Shammai was allowed to be borrowing tires from Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel is modiah them. So you see that Beis Hillel is modiah Beis Shammai. So too, back in the ratio, that Beis Shammai were modiah Beis Hillel if they wanted to marry from a family of a tzaras ever that was Mashiach Ben. So the Sefer is a raya, therefore, even if you hold that what, that Beis Shammai was lo asu. It's nothing to do with asu lo asu Beis Shammai. No, it's Beis Hillel, certainly. They held what they held. They're going to certainly be machmi. But let's see in a second. We'll see in a second how Cheshbon is out with Beis Shammai. This is going to even work if Beis Shammai was lo asu, because Tov's going to explain. So in this instance, Beis Shammai would have held on to their own shita. You'll see why. That's where we're going. One of the benefits of this gifts. So benefit number one. Get first the outline. What's the outline? That the raya from the Sefer is a Beis Hillel with Modiah Beis Shammai, and that's what we see in the Sefer. The Beis Shammai was L'chumra, Beis Hillel was L'zikula, and Beis Hillel lent Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai was willing to borrow because they knew that Beis Hillel would be Modiah. What's the benefit of this girsa? Vizosa girsa nearest appears correct. The b'chol mak b'shtami machmer linyan tuma. Jerachka b'shtami is more machmer linyan tuma. The chichasha b'edius kulei the b'shtami b'chumah the Beis Hillel, when it mentions those exceptional cases that Beis Hillel was more machmer, b'sham was meka lo chashav el trein mili the tuma b'tayra. Only two cases tuma b'tayra in that list. That Beis Shammai was l'kula b'sila chumra. Aval kol shammai odu tuma b'tayra, kilon shedra, v'gugoles, v'shokes yeyu. Shokes yeyu is later in Asugya. Case over there with Hashaka, with Mikvah, shedra v'gugoles. Different yonim of tuma b'tayra, about what's metame, how much of it metame. Have Beis Shammai l'chumra. Oh, now, this is where we're going to really go for a loop. Are you ready for this? According to this Girsa Svach, Halka, according to Girsa Svach, the raya from the Sefer is from the fact that Beis Shammai could borrow kelim from Beis Hillel. Now, this question that's going to prove to us that Beis Hillel is modiah Beis Shammai, is this only going to be a question if we say Beis Shammai is also kedivrayim? Just like within Rashi's girsa, that the raya was from the fact that Beis Shammai that Beis Hillel borrowed from Beis Shammai, and we understood that the only reason there's anything to prove here is because us and Beis Shammai can divay. Now we're learning the raya is from the fact that Beis Shammai borrowed from Beis Hillel. Is this only going to be a raya if us and Beis Shammai can divay, or even if you hold law, us and Beis Shammai can divay? So Tov is about to show us that according to Girsa Svach, the raya is even if you hold the derech kal like the sheet of law, us and Beis Shammai can divay. Now let's see why. Now, the first thing to consider, Tosfos doesn't even assume otherwise, but to consider it, well, here the issue of us below us would have meant that they would be going to kula like Beis Hillel. Does that go into us? If you would say go us kedivreim, go us b'shamik kedivreim, and then say, well, then there'd be no raya. Because then anyway, Beis Shammai goes like Beis Hillel. So then the only way we can bring a raya is if Beis Shammai stuck to their own, and then we can ask the question, how did Beis Shammai borrow from Beis Hillel? So you could say at first glance, oh, it's nothing to do with us or lo asu, because the whole idea of Beis Shammai los kedirim is that they would go l'chumra like Beis Hillel, but not that go kula like Beis Hillel. Who held that way, remember? From Amir Aleph. Who held that way? That the lo asu Beis Shammai kedirim just means that Beis Shammai would go l'chumra like Beis Hillel, not l'kula, the ritual. But we know that Tosus holds otherwise. Tosus has arrived in the sugya later by the case of Sicha Gabe Mita, the Tosus Kesvav. The Ritva is going to have a nukshah in that Gemara. The little Tosfos in Tesvim Amid Aleph shows you, to get to the whole sugi there, you can't mask that Manda Amar Lo Asu Afilach B'Shem Lo Chumra Hayosink B'Shem Lo Kula. So Chora, if you hold that Beis Shammai would be, if that was us, Lo Asu Beis Shammai Kedivrei, is only the Chumra, but not to go to Kula B'Shem Lo, then of course, in this case, with Shammai with the Chumra, they're going to hold their own. So of course, the question is a good question that we're asking. How could Bishal Bar ever be Silo? They have to be Choshesh, that maybe it's Tameh, because they're going Lechumah for themselves. But Tosis, remember, is of the opinion, Tosis is going to reiterate it later on, that which we hold Lo Asu Bishamai Kedeveim means that they would even accept the Kula Bishilo. In which case, at first glance, come back to our case, and then say, what's the Gemara trying to, how can the Gemara prove here that Beis Hillel was Modia Beis Shammai, that's why they could, Beis Shammai could borrow the Tyrus from Beis Hillel. What's the right that they were Modia of anything? Beis Shammai goes like Beis Hillel completely, if Lo Asu Kedivrei. So Elamite's only a Raya if Asu Beis Shammai Kedivrei. But it says, no. Here, even if I hold Lo Asu Beis Shammai Kedivrei in general, but the reason, and it's even Lakula, but in this case it won't apply. Here, Beis Shammai would, even Lamanda Amar Lo Asu Kedivreihem, here they would have been Asu Kedivreihem. Why? Let's see inside why. Tosis brings in a very interesting thing. He's going to say that which Lo Asu Beis Shammai Kedivreihem has to do with Agudas. And Agudas has a built-in limitation of Haroe Omer, that if anyone could attribute it to Stam, just the way I'm, it doesn't mean I'm taking a sheet to here, it's just whatever. So over here, Haroe Omer, I just don't need those Kalim. No one knows why I'm not borrowing the Kalim. Not using certain Kalim is not a statement that I hold at Tame. I'm just not using no Kalim, I don't need this Kalim. So if there's no potential of Losis Go to do, then there's no reason to assume that Lo Asu Beis Shammai Kedivrei. So they could have done Kedivrei in a case like this. Let's get just the words. There's a major problem here we're going to get into. Let's read the words first. And all this is trying to show you that therefore the Hachinan Mistavra from the Seifa is going to be a Raya that Beis Hillel was Modia Beis Shammai, and that Raya will be a Raya even Laman Da'amah that Lo Asu Kedivrei, because in this case they would have done Kedivrei. Zoktosis. Vahashta. Lefi haigirsa. Muchach shapir. De odui modi luhu. Afilu lo asu. How? De leka lemeima. Because you can't counter and say, de lo nimnu beis shammai mi beis hillel, for the following reason. Not because beis hillel was modia, but the reason was lo nimnu beis shammai to borrow kegum beis hillel, mishim de lo asu beis shammai kedivrei. Which means what? The hoyos and the chodavah kibes hillel afilu lekula kidim uchachal kamon. That's the tosis, the little tosis on tezvav. So therefore, there would be no raya that Beis Hillel was modia, but rather it was just because Beis Shammai always did like Beis Hillel, even lekula. You can't say that. The lekula meima. You can't say that. Why can't you say that? As Tos explains now, the hataima de lo asu mishmagudos. That which Beis Shammai was Lo Asu Kedivreihem is based on Agudas. We have to analyze this point in a second, with the question in a second. Ubetumah v'taira, the Beis Shammai l'chumra, hayam elu Beis Shammai l'mnoa milasos tairas agav keim de Beis Hillel, deleka Agudas. But in terms of tumah v'taira, Beis Shammai could have in every respect not been using those kelim and gone l'chumra, because it wouldn't be a problem of Agudas by not using those kelim. Why? The haroa omer lo tzvichil kelim ditu. Because by not borrowing the kelim, no one knows it's because you're going your niyug of a chumra. People say, you just don't need the kelim. Kida omer gabi shokes beis yehu. Haroa omer lafushe mayahu da'amdi. Oh, so Tosis quotes a Gemara on the top of Tesvav Amid Beis, that the Gemara is discussing within the issue of Asu Beis Shammai Kedivreihem. The Gemara throws in the Svara that in this case they could be Asu Kedivreihem because Haroa Omer. So which seems from that Gemara that if there's a haro omer, then b'shamei keduke divrei. Because there they could have just opened up, they wanted to open up the gap between the mikvos, not because you need a bigger shear for the hashaka, but because you just want the word to go more freely. So no one knows why you're doing it. You're doing pure shear. And therefore, b'shamei keduke divrei, even though generally law is keduke divrei. So here too, not bar and kelim doesn't mean that you're going, you're doing your shita. You don't know. So therefore, you could do your shita. Elavadai akarchach odui habimodilu afil madam loas. So get the outline of the cheshbon, the shell of the cheshbon. Now we have to identify what's difficult. What Tosus just said, identify. Tosus quotes the shita again. Quotes the Gersa Sarach. According to Gersa Sarach, the right from the sefer is that which Beis Shammai borrowed from Beis Hillel must be the Beis Hillel's modia Beis Shammai. Doctosis. This raya, the Gemara that Beis Hillel's b'dir Beis Shammai is even Lamanda Omar, that Beis Shammai was b'derech klal lo asu k'divrei, even lo asu k'divrei. And yet over here we have a raya that Beis Hillel was b'dir Beis Shammai. Aye, maybe the reason why Beis Shammai was borrowing is because lo asu k'divrei, which means even l'kula, we see later on. Says Tosis, no, because that which lo asu Beis Shammai k'divrei is all because of agudas. And in Makom Haro Omer, there's no agudas, as we know. And the Gemara, and in that case, we could say that Bishami could have stuck to their own, like the Gemara seems to say over there by Hiram Fushimayu. And therefore, in this case, it's also such an example where they could have been nimna from borrowing, and no one would know anything. They could have held on to their shita because it wouldn't have made waves. It wouldn't have made waves. They could be also kedivrei. In which case, how come they borrowed from Yisrael? They could have. They were to be also kedivrei. El Ma'aseh was mutar. What's the difficulty in this stasis? Start with one and then go from one to the other. What's the most obvious difficulty in what we just read in Tosfos? Please, somebody. Go ahead.
You said it wasn't because of this before. Why Bishamah had lost?
Exactly. And I'm an Aleph. The Gemara works out what's the Shah of Asav lost, who told you? And whether we have Achra, like Bishilo, be it Ro, be it Basco. The man da omad al osu b'shamei k'divreihem, says the Gemara, is because of the fact that they say it's muba, that's kodem basko, or because of the basko. How could Tosu say over here that the reason of osu k'divreihem is because of against the goodness? It's against the Gemara. Davar pel. That's the first obvious question to ask. How Tosu against the Gemara? So when we're speaking of more or less the Aruch Liner, and this next step is also, we're going to do two things. But the answer has to be, and we mentioned this in the Aleph, but now we can appreciate it better, seeing it inside. Of course, Tosfos can't disagree with the Gemara. Gemara says the law of is based on Basco, based on Rove. No, but there's two points. There's two levels in law of Sukkot. There's law of Sukkot that they would defer to be similar to Golachumr. And then there's this extra level that Tosfos is showing you from the Gemara Tetz Vamed Aleph, that the laws of Kedivrayim, even Lekula, that they went against it. So here's how it works. On Amid Aleph, the Gemara is talking about, on the most basic level, that Beis Shammai would have changed their view and gone like Beis Hillel Lechumra. According to that, Mandam Laws of Kedivrayim, it means they would go like the Chumra Beis Hillel. And that would be based on the fact that Bisil is rope, Bisil has a baskel. But based on that alone, that would not require Beis Shammai to have to abandon their chumra to go at Bisil Lukul. After all, even the Ritva said that. Ritva held that even though there's a baskel, and even though there's a rove, but personally Beis Shammai could still go Lukumra. They could umdu Bishmur. But Tosfos holds that no, that the lo asu actually meant that they went gekula as well, like this. Where'd that come from? That's because of agudas agudas. Agudas agudas is what now allows Beis Shammai to then to go kedivrei b'sil even gekula. So it's not a stira of Amid Aleph. It's the second level. The Gemara is talking on the first level. Agudas agudas for itself would not force Beis Shammai to go to ban their sheep and come to consensus, whatever. But why should I have to go? Why should I have to bend like that? You bend to me. Good as a good. Come to Bishamai holds what they hold. The answer is, we start off by saying Bishamai will also kidivrayim because we still had a chachra of a rov, chachra of Basko. But even with that, but why can't Bishamai hold on to the chumis? So that, we say, because now already, a goodness. So how do you have to read that into the words of the Tosus now? In other words, Tosus Dilekal Meimar, that what? The Lonim knew because the Lashkid Ram was Machodara Kibavikula. No, you can't say it. The time of the Lo Asu. You have to add a word. That which Lo Asu, meaning that we just, the Lo Asu that we just spoke about. The second tier of Lo Asu. The time of the Lo Asu that they lost Kid Ram even to go to Kula, like Bisilo, is Mishimagudas. But the before you get to that point, there's the lawsuit of Hachra like Bisilo. Rove or Basco. But that which is low also even Lakula, to even go Lakula, that's because of Agudas Agudas. Yeah, that's the first point we have to emphasize. But then there's another difficulty. So good. So that's how it works. Low also can debayam. So starts off with the Hachra Rove, Hachra Basco. But that would only help in terms of deferring to Bisilo Chumra. But how about going Kula Bisilo? That's a goodness. Ask me another kasha now. So that's one kasha out of the way. We're still not out of the woods. What else? Difficult?
Didn't we say that Bisilo Bisham is not a
goodness? Beautiful. Right on target. Second kasha. Major kasha. How could Tosu say that which Bisham will also get the vein, even Kula as we're explaining? Because a goodness is a goodness. It must have been an Arab. That Bisham Bisilo is not a goodness, a goodness. Abai and Rava, each one had their. Had the way of formulating it. Bisham Bisilo, Abai says it's only a problem of in your achas. Rava says, what do you say? Bisham Bisilo is your achas. Okay, so Rava says it's only a problem with based in achad. Plag morin kach. But if it's Bisham Bisilo, it's actually shtei batei din. So there's no agudas in Bisham Bisilo. So how can we say that Bishamai was lost to Kedavayim, even Lukula, because of Agudas Agudas? There's not, Bishamai said, it's not Agudas Agudas, the Gemara says. Help! The emesis, it's a strange thing. The Rashi, you look at the Rashi on top of the Tesef of Beis, the Gemara is talking about the Haro Omer that Tosis quoted. That based on the Haro Omer, so Bishamai would be able to do Kedivrayim and not have to bend to Bishilo. Rashi says, Haro Omer, Velodami Lishtei Torah, Savahecha de Dami La Gudas, Agudas Lo Osu Bishamai Kedivrayim. What's strange in the Russian Rashi is that when would be Lo Osu Kedivrayim? When it's Dami La Gudas, Agudas. Rashi's Russian is very tentative. Dami La Gudas, Agudas. Sounds like there's Agudas, Agudas, and there's Dami La Gudas, Agudas. Like, key like Rashi is almost sensitive to the question. It's not the hardcore goodness of goodness. It's a smaller version of it. It's dummy goodness. I don't know what to do with that Rashi, but there is apparently a duke in that Rashi that obviously is perhaps related to our question. Let's see what we could say. What could we answer here? So the Aruch HaNer has an interesting, this Aruch HaNer I gave it to look at. It's early, right? Interesting Mahalach. He wants to say like this. What did the Gemara say before? Let's go with Rabbah. That there's no Agudas Agudas in two Batei Dinim, only in one Beis Din. Bisham Yisrael is two Batei Dinim, so if it's no Agudas Agudas. What forced Rabbah to say that? What was the need for Rabbah to say that? In response to what question? No. We'll come back to Megillah. What was the question on the table? The Gemara had a kasha that man do amar asu karin kan losis golden. If Bishamai did kedivrayim, Rav Yochanan held that way. So if Bishamai silo was a kan losis golden. So in response, that we should understand the man do amar asu why it's not a losis golden problem. Bishamai silo to have machokes. Bishamai did kedivrayim. They were not spoiled from the basco from the rove of Bisilo, they were machaditvei, and meshkichim nevasko. So Bisham, so how do you deal with Bisham Bisilo being knowing the way they were? The answer, I was just going to do. They should come to some achlat or some achra. The answer is that if somebody didn't be yerachas, that's good enough as well. But that's not what's going to do. So that that which we said, that it's not Lucy's Goldu, but the Shtei Batei Dinin, the Shabbi So is not Lucy's Goldu, that was all Amanda Amar, us with Shabbai. Kedivay. That was what forced Rabbi to say. Where are we going right now? Now we're going Amanda Amar, Lois. And now we're explaining that Lois, which are Kedivay, means that they went like Basilio, number one, Chumra, that's because of the Baskel, because of the Rove. And on top of that, they even like Basilio Kula. Why? Because of Losis Godidu. What are we asking? Yeah, but Losis Godidu, Shtei Batei Dinim is not Losis Godidu. Who said that? Rav. Why did Rav say it? In response to the question, Manda Amar Asu. What are we going right now within which Manda Amar? Manda Amar Lo Asu. So according to Manda Amar Lo Asu, for him, the Losis Godidu problem does exist, even for Shtei Batei Dinim. Yeah. Comes out a strange thing. It's like a double machlokas, which are not necessarily logically connected one with the other. But that comes out that the machlokas of asu lo asu, which is machlokas whether we're Bishamai was nispoiled from the basco, from the robe or not, is one machlokas. But there's a second machlokas that emerges from this machlokas, namely, is there a losis godu problem in Shtei Batei Dinim Yerachas? Lamanda ma asu. So then it comes out that there is no losis godu b'irachas Shtei Batei Dinim. I think Gemara set him it out. But according to Mandama Lo Asu, so there he holds that there is a losis godu problem, Shtei Batei Dinim b'irachas, which is why when he went to Bishilel, he even went l'kula to Bishilel because of the losis godu. That's what more or less the Aruch HaNer wants to say. It's a strange thing. Why is it strange? Go ahead.
Do we have a Rinfo that says something that's not like that? That the reason that he suggested there was a Rinfo, but they suggested maybe the reason Beis Shammai was lost to because of Moses Godidu, but he rejects that?
No, that's something else. There's Moses Godidu on the look, right. On the look, right. So what, yeah?
They were saying the reason they were lost.
Well, Tosis, that's before I even, that's what Tosis says. Tosis says, the Moses Godidu, that which they were lost to Kedivay, Mafilu Kula, was because of Losis Godu. That's what Tosis says. I'm only coming to answer the kasha. There's no Losis Godu by Shtei Batei Dinim. The Ritva had a kasha that maybe Wadi Mor asked my Tamadam Lo Asu. Maybe it's because of Losis Godu. So the Gemara knew the MS, like the Gemara says later, it's not Losis Godu. That's what everybody told me. Yeah, this is not like that Ritva. Obviously. We're saying now, according to the Aruch HaNer Pshat Tosis, that the question of whether there is Losis Godu b'Shtei Batei Dinim, Shtei Batei Dinim, would actually be totally in the machlokes of Asu Lois. I mean, it's difficult for another reason. You ask Megillah. According to Tosis, what's the answer for Megillah? The answer Tosis gives from Megillah, Rav Chaim Cohen, what's his answer? Was because, what? Because they read it in their own cities, in their villages. So Shtei Batei, Shtei Ayaris. No, Rav holds Los B'Shamei Kedivayim. No, if Los B'Shamei Kedivayim holds that there is Los Godu in Shtei Ayaris, so what's Rav going to do with Megillah? Tosas seemed to learn that the answer for Megillah has to be based on the answer of Abai V'Rav. And now we're saying that Abai V'Rava's answer of B'Shamei Besil is only Negei Lamanda Amar Asu Kedivayim. Well, Asu Kedivayim, we hold there's a Losis Godu all the time. So what do you do with Megillah? Very strange. It's very difficult to just assume like this. Let's say something a little different, perhaps. Let's say a little different Knech here. How do you reconcile what Tosu saying now with Amid Aleph? Amid Aleph, the Gemara says there is no Losis Godu by B'Shamei Besil. Shtei Batei Dinim, your Achaz Rav says no Losis Godu. And now Tosu says, Losu Kedivrayim, even Lukula, based on Losis Godu, what's going on here? So maybe we'll say the following. The lumdus of why Shtei Batei Dinim, your Achaz is no Losis Godu, how do we explain it? After all, Shtei Toros. So what do we say? The Me'iri said that it's not possible for everyone to be omid baskama achas. That was the lashon of Me'iri. We understand that. So therefore, one Beis Din can think one way, one Beis Din another way. That's not a stira, it's not shtei Torahs. Torah has different flavors, different interpretations. Each Beis Din can come with their interpretation. That's not a goodness for itself. To the extent that there is a reason to have to force to consensus, it's one Beis Din, then everyone should be of one line. Then a goodness. To the extent that we see an independent authority, separate Beis Din, so then, Mecha Tesa, Shtei Torahs. No, it's one Torah Achas. This one says one way and one says another. That was what we got from the Meir. Maybe we'll say like this. The Gemara says, Amir Alef and Achadam, Shtei Bati Dinim, Yir Achas, not Losis Kota. Why? As we said, because you can't have everyone see it the same way. Each Beis Din can see it their way. But now, let's say we hold Go Asu B'Shamah Shama Kedivrei. Why? So it starts off, the Gemara says in Amir Aleph, why? Because there's a hachra for Rov. Hachra of a basko. And Beis Shammai is masking that there's something to that. The Rov matters. Rov, Beis Hillel is Rov. Beis Hillel has a basko. Which is why already they went to Chumra like Beis Hillel. Now you want to know, what about if it's something that's for them a Chumra? Do they have to go to Kula like Beis Hillel, or can they hold their own? Says Tosus, those is gold to do. Goodness are goodness, so they went Lugami like Beis Hillel. What's our kasha? Shtei Bati Dinim, Yerachas, now this is gold to do. Why is it not this is gold to do? Because we respect the fact that each authority, each Beis Din should have a right to their own opinion. When is this true? This is true if you don't have Achra, that Halach is like Beis Hillel. If you also be stomach in the vein, it means Imashkich in the Basko. Rov, we're machaditve. They're not spoiled from Nachra. So therefore, we have our own daya. We're entitled to our own daya. Why should we bend? So Torah can allow for diversity. You have one psak, you have another psak, separate based in. Fine. But what if you hold laws with Shammai Kedivrei? What does it mean? It means that already Beis Shammai is maskim that Beis Hillel has achra halacha kemosa. If there's a achra like Beis Hillel, then that itself is a mechayev that Beis Shammai you should go like Beis Hillel too. You should have your own authority. That's the mechayev for consensus. Halacha ki Beis Hillel. You want to hold your own? No. Agudas agudas. No, it's agufa. The only reason we can say shtei batei dinim v'yirachas is not agudas is because it's asu kedivrayim. So there isn't a considered hachra like Beis Hillel. Kozman that it's not a hachra like Beis Hillel, so then the Torah can be multifaceted. There can be one Beis Din in one way, but another way. But so once you get to once you have the game changer, once you have a hachra ki Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is maskim that there's a hachra ki Beis Hillel. Oh, now already. That achra should go on the other city too, on the other Beis Din too. Halacha can be Shilel. Marshal, the Ritva himself, who said that Beis Shammai can still go to Chumra, Kedivrayim. But Ritva himself says they can't paskin Fachirim that way. They can personally do it. Why not? Because halacha can be Shilel, and they're maskin that way. So Tosis takes it a step further and says, if so, then you shouldn't even be machmir for yourself. Because halacha can be Shilel. That itself is mechayev to go to make one sheet. Yeah, this could be maybe another way of being yashid this kasha. Let's just finish the tosis for Shlomo here. Al kopanim. So Tosis says again. So the pshat of the rach, the gears of the rach is that the Gemara is proving from Amud Beis. From the Sefer, I should say, from the Sefer, that Beis Hillel is Mudia Beis Shammai. You can't tell me it's based on Beis Shammai was lost Kedivrein, even Lekulak Beis Hillel, because in this case they should have held their own, because it doesn't have a goodness problem, because they could, anyone could say they don't need the Kelim. Yeah. There's another, just another, let's just finish the Tosis first. Yeah. Vahad Kama Bishlam Beis Hillel, Nima Beis Shammai. Did Tumas the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Tahoris Ninu? That's what the Gemara, that's the gifts of the Rach. That Beis Hillel didn't bar from Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai's Tumas are Torah Beis Hillel. Afa got to betray Mili Beis Shammai Kula. Either are two cases of Beis Shammai had Kula for Tumah V'Taira, Beis Hillel was L'Chumra. What about those cases? Hanichemilu shrichi. Those are unusual cases. So therefore, the Gemara can say lo nimnu, because for the most part you didn't have cases of ifshamai being lechumra. Inami nakat bishlama mishuma liba demanda amart lo asu. Now, with that bishlama, if you hold lo asu, so bishamai would be going a chumra like Bisilo, so therefore Bisilo could borrow. Now, Tosa's last question was, Lamaisa, how could the Gemara make it clear that it's fine for Bisilo to borrow from Bishamai because Bishamai was a kula, but there were cases. I mean, again, the other way, that because Bishamai was a chumra, but there were cases of Bishamai was a kula. So either those cases are unusual, or because Lamandamalo also Bishamai would have been machmir on those cases. The last question in Pshat here with the Rach is the following. The Gemara asks, my Uma, from the Seif over the Resha. You already answered for the Resha, that it's, that how could it be that Beis Hillel married from Beis Shammai, it could be Mamzer. The Gemara says, they were Modiyak. Hachna Mistav from the Seif. So according to Rashi, the Hachna Mistav Seif is also Beis Shammai. Being Modiyah Bissil about the Tyrus. The Gemara says, my Uma. And for the Gemara, because the Reisha would be Kol Yisrael. If I don't know they were Modiyah, they could have just known on anyway, they would have heard. So the Kash my Uma is because after all, both either way, it's Amanda Omar Asu. So what do you need to bring from the Sefer? You can get it from the Reisha too. What gives the Tyrus? According to the Rach, what's the right from the Sefer? That this Hillel was Modiyah Beis Shammai. And as Tos explains, that raya is even Lamanda Amar, generally that Beis Shammai was Loas. But in this case, they could have held their own the Chumra. And yet, they were able to borrow because Bisil was Modiyah. So what's the Kash of my Uma? To the contrary, it's better, the Sefer is better, because the Sefer is telling me that even Lamanda Amar Loasu, I have a raya that Bisil was Modiyah Beis Shammai. In the Reisha, all I had was a teretz to the kasha that Beis Shammai was asu, so how could Beis Hillel marry into Beis Shammai? If Beis Shammai was asu kedivim and they let him be Mesiyah Bemes, how could Beis Hillel marry into Beis Shammai? So the answer is that Beis Shammai was Mudiya Beis Hillel. But that's only Mandama asu. In the Sefer, the raya is even Mandama Beis Shammai is asu, so it's obviously a better raya. So the Maram writes that according to the Rach Banan Goris, that whole line of my Uma, that whole line, we have to delete that in the Gemara. That doesn't belong in the Gemara. And the Tosa Rash says no, because the Chora in the Reisha 2, at this point the Gemara will say that in the Reisha 2, the issue can be Nogea the Tzara. What about Beis Shammai? He asks, the Kombak of Parch Shapir, my Uma, the Betzoros Nami Shaykh Mem and Nashim, who the Lord Svichiluhu, Vlo Merzi Kishtei Torah, Vayamli Mana, Ilav the Modeluhu. He says, Lechora, in terms of Tzoros, Beis Shammai should be Monea, Mehush be Monea in the Reisha, Beis Hillel. No. If Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayam, so even if Beis Shammai was lo asu kedivrayam, but in terms of the tzaras, they could have been machmir, because they could say they just didn't need those women, those tzaras. So it's lo ma'asu kishtei toras if they didn't marry those tzaras, and therefore, what's the cheshbon, he says? You know, it's against what Tosis. Tosis says that the Gemara says Bisham Bisham Gonimim Bis Hillel, because it's not Mamzer. But Tosis, what about the Tsaras? The Tsaras married the Shuk. They should need the Chalitza Yibam. So Tosis says, yeah, but that's Lo Shricha. According to the Rush, no. We don't accept that Teretz. So really, we should wonder in the Reisha too, how could Beis Shammai with Lo Nimnu, after all, there could be a problem with Tzaras Erev herself, that maybe she's Aser without Chalitza, she never got Chalitza. And that would be even Lamanda Amar Lo Asu, because not marrying a Tzara could just be attributed to the fact they don't need a Tzara. So I would be able to prove that Bisuas Madiya Bishamai, even Lamanda Amar Bishamai is Lo Asu from the Resh as well. That's what's my own. The answer is the Tzaras, Kolei Slo, so you wouldn't know that they need to be Madiya. So according to the Rash, you can work that into the Rach. That the reason why you could say Mayoma is because you could figure out a raya of that Bisil Madiya Bishamai from the Resha too in terms of the Tzaras. Even though Tosa says that that's not really a concern, but right now the Gemara holds it would be a concern. You could have asked, and for that it's Bishamai could be even Lo Asu, but on this, because it's a Chumra, that's not Nikr, so they could have been Nimna from the Tzaras. And yet they weren't Lo Nimnu. So how come? It must be the Umodiya. So I could get that from the Resha too, that even Madama Lo Asu. Everyone follow me? Yeah, so that's what the Rush said. The Maram just takes out those words in the Gemara.
But the Gemara earlier said...
I know. I know. The Gemara says, Bishlam Alonim, right? But according to this, the Gemara is asking my Umma, because he could have gotten it from the... It's like an about face before. I don't know. It's a good heart. Okay. But, all right, so tomorrow I'm going to send you more, because I want to do more. I want to do beyond what I gave you. I want to get into the next. So you'll basically go on the Gemara. Try to finish to the bottom of the Amud. And with the Tosfos tomorrow, and we'll get into the hopefully test level at Aleph a little quicker.